Welcome back to the broadcast, people. As Dennis has done his research on our website, Mr. Unattractive has done his research on his website, connecting to the International Maritime Organization, headquartered in London, UK, people, promotes cooperation among governments and the shipping industry to improve maritime safety and to prevent marine pollution. Recent initiatives at the IMO, that's the International Maritime Organization, have concluded amendments to the Safety of Life at Sea Convention, SOLAS, the Safety of Life at Sea Convention, with upgraded fire protection standards on passenger ships, the International Convention on Standards of Training, Certification and Watch Keeping for Seafarers, the STCW, which establishes basic requirements on training, certification, and watch keeping for seafarers, and to the Convention on the Prevention of Maritime Pollution, which required double hulls on all tankers. All these initiatives were instigated by representatives of the United States before the International Maritime Organization. And this is a monster, people. Another monster connected by Mr. Unattractive. We'll hold you over into the second hour, Vicki, but come on up, Vicki. Welcome to the broadcast.
I found a document this over the weekend titled, it's from the World Bank, and it's titled Environment and Poverty Reduction Strategies and Poverty Reduction Support Credits. What they've done is to devise a scheme. Well, first of all, they correlate environmental degradation with poverty. And so supposedly all of the developing countries are supposed to reduce poverty or cut it by half by 2015. But they've devised a scheme whereby they score a country's progress towards sustainability and poverty reduction. And in doing so, what they've done is created a perverse incentive to get rid of poor people, because poor people are hard on the land.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought I'd send it to you, but I'll send it again, because it's really amazing when you read it. And interestingly, Sri Lanka is mentioned in there, and they got big points for their report because of their natural disaster. That's where the tsunami hit.
Well, I think they've just proved that down in New Orleans, haven't they?
Well, yeah, that was what I was coming to next, is that we're going to get big points for what happened in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And if you start watching from this point forward where these natural disasters occur, I'll bet you anything that the biggest ones will be at the population centers where there's a lot of poverty and environmental degradation. You know, like Sri Lanka, like Thailand on the coast there where that tsunami hit, like New Orleans. If I lived in Southern California, I'd be worried.
You know, I was worried all the time I was in Southern California, because it kept promoting it was going to happen next.
Uh-huh.
And it's still that way.
Yeah, but another interesting thing in this report is that it ties the statistics to the Globe School. These reports...
Okay, now keep your thoughts in place, Vicki. We'll hold you over. And this is connecting more dots, listeners, to the UN system. It's just the way it is. We aren't happy about it, but increasing our numbers is vital, totally vital. We'll be back to continue into the second hour of American Exposé. Stay with us.